All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's your girl, Didi Legate, a.k.a. The Core Queen. Welcome to another episode of The Core Queen Podcast, where we talk about everything but fitness. I have an amazing podcast panel today of some married men, y'all. They are married ladies, okay? So keep your panties on. Don't show out. I'm going to introduce y'all to these amazing men. Well, I hope they're amazing. I don't know. We're about to find out. Y'all, welcome my men to the show. Y'all, welcome to the show, fellas. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. My name.
Don't start.
I'm Tobias from Black Lightning. Let's get that straight, okay? Don't come with no jokes. Don't you call it here trying to roast me, okay? Because I am a professional comedian. I get on you.
Oh, Lord. Don't get him started, please.
I'm Tyrone Burston. Professional comedian on my second marriage, okay? A two-time married champion in here. You hear me? You know how cold you got to be to get two black women to say, yes, I do. I will marry this nigga. Can I say N-word on him?
You can say whatever you
That's want. What I'm talking about because it's the core queen, baby. I knew I was in the right place. Stop. Oh, let me stop God. Before I take up all the time.
Y'all, bear with me today, okay? Bear with me. But I'm going to introduce these amazing men on the panel real quick, real fast. I think my reading skills up par. We're going to say. And I hope I say y'all names right. Mm. Well, this one over here got this black name. We're going to start with you.
I want to know what a black name is. What's that?
Aldrick Fordham.
Right.
Al. He's been married for 5 years. He has three kids, two boys, one girl. And he's a general manager at Cracker Barrel. Oh, them pancakes be fire. In Charlotte. And he graduated from the University of South Carolina. Okay. All right. Gamecock. Then we got my boy over here, Mel McGee. He is a husband, a father, a minister, a worship leader, and an educator. He is a creator, the creator, and co-host of the Open Exchange podcast. He's a true thought leader on community, marriage, parenting, education, and family. We got this guy.
My intro ain't nothing like that. I hope you wrote mine. Did you write
you
mine?
You wrote yours.
This is terrible. It has nothing to do with being a father. Nothing. He's a two-time Queen City comedian.
You know what? Hey, well, you are who you are. This is Tyrone Burston. He started his comedy career in 2013. Since then, he has opened for Arsenio Hall, Bruce, Michael Blackston, Afion Crockett, Damon Wayans Jr., and toured with one of the original queens of comedy, Adele Givens, just to name a few. He was recognized by the Queen City Awards as Comedian of the Year in 2016 and 2021, and he has also performed at Showtime at the Apollo, and he's married.
Yo, that is the most niggerish intro. Tell us how you married. Tell us, introduce. This nigga said anything he do. That's a shameless plug if I ever heard one.
Oh, okay.
I ain't by myself. Come on, give it to me, partner.
This is Jadario White, Mr. Pull-Up himself. Mm. He is a seasoned travel barber, with over 12 years of experience bringing professional grooming services directly to clients' doors. Known for his personalized approach and deep connection with clients, he is dedicated to delivering exceptional haircuts and a unique, comfortable experience. Mr. Pull-Up is passionate about his craft, consistently evolving and committed to making his clients look and feel their best. Whether you're looking for a quick touch-up or a full groom session, Mr. Pull-Up guarantees a professional, convenient, and satisfying experience. And he married too.
And he loved his wife. That's fire. Next time, have us back so we can do our intros again. That's crazy. They the two best husbands in here. These niggas right here. Golly.
Okay, so my first question for all of the guys, I don't care who go first, you know, roll dice, whatever you want. But what are two qualities, two, that set your wife apart from any other woman that you dated?
It's quick. All right, I got it.
Can you hear him? Is he good in the mic? Because I don't want you to. We want to hear this.
You good?
We want to hear this.
Pull it towards. I'll just pull it towards. Yeah. All right, it's good right there. All right. I love my wife's persistence. You know, she was persistent to love me. You know, even when I didn't deserve to be loved. So she still seen the potential in me, and I appreciate her for that. That's the first quality.
Okay.
And our sex was great.
So off the bat, stop playing. You should have said that first.
You know what I'm saying?
Being that bad, you know, you know what I'm saying?
It was, it was good. The persistence, you know, I love it. You know, shout out to Red.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Make sure it's centered over one of the legs.
Like this. Yep, there we go.
Who going next? Who going next? Two qualities.
Let me go with the willingness to want to grow, to want to learn and, you know, mature with your man. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't ashamed to say my wife make a whole bunch of money. Nigga, I can do 1,000 shows and it ain't going to add up to what she bringing. So she don't like me because I got money, because I ain't got none. Okay. But my wife was very observant of how I behaved, on how I, what I brought to the relationship. She said she had never met a brother that knew what he wanted to be in life, had goals. And, you know, she learns a lot from me with goal setting and becoming what we think about. And, you know what I'm saying? She make a lot of money. Really, I helped her get there, real low key. You know what I mean? When I met her, she was making 45 a year. Oh, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I told her, write that thing down, man. Put that goal on the mirror. You know what I mean? Speak it. You feel me? So yeah, she started doing that, and over the years, she went crazy, which is why I do comedy full time now. So shout out to my wife Niecy for that. Also, what's another thing? The sex is a fucking amazing. Come on, man, stop playing. Yeah, and I hit it within like 2 weeks. Low key. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm not
God.
About to be waiting. You feel me? And I'm a Scorpio. My birthday Friday. Listen, man, I had to know if that thing was good or not. I ain't about to marry something that's okay. Nah, we got the.
Got tested out.
Hey, that thing fire. You ain't never got to worry about me cheating, baby. Because that thing. Was that too? That wasn't too.
This
much,
is great. I love the honesty.
Yo, the pull up, Mr. Pull up. That's his name. Pull up. Hey, it's how you say it. I think it's pull out. Like, the pull out game strong, Mr. Yeah. Pull up and pull out.
He started. He started the whole thing. So you said,
yeah.
Who's next? Who's next?
I'll go. My wife is my biggest cheerleader. You know, she thinks I can do anything. And you know, when we struggle as men with confidence, you know, whether we could do it or not, my wife was the one that was like, oh, babe, you can do it. Oh, yeah, you know. So she's pushed me, just like two hands in my back, just pushing me to whatever goals, whatever things that I have accomplished, things that I have achieved, and just ultra positive. She's ultra positive with everybody, but she's ultra positive. Just if I'm down in the dumps, because I tend to be realistic, and come to it like, oh, this is what it is. She's like, no, I don't see it. So she sees rainbows and, you know, things like that going on. But no, just the positivity and just being a huge cheerleader for me. So
I love it.
That's awesome, man.
Al?
I'll just say, like, the main thing for me, you say two qualities, but like the main thing for me of all the women that I dated, she just cared. You know, kind of made me feel like I was, you know, the most special person. You know, just the little things to me, that's important. The little things for me, whether it's, you know, leaving a note, whether it's, you know, bringing me food or cooking for me, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's why I enjoyed the most. And I didn't really get that from any other woman that I, you know, dealt with. And once I got that, it was like, calling my mom, calling my dad.
Y'all ain't gonna believe this.
Yeah.
So, he made me a sandwich.
That's what's up, man.
I've never experienced that. So, you know, still get that to this day. And, you know, I can brag to my boys, like, my wife is cooking this, they're cooking that, she's doing this, she do that. So, that's to me, man. She just cared more than any other woman that I dealt with.
Nice.
Okay. Ladies, I hope y'all taking notes. Anyway. Hoes don't listen. Okay, so what are some things that couples should discuss before they get married?
Oh, how to love you.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, so I feel like a lot of people, when they want to love you how they want to love you. They really don't. I feel like that question is not asked. Mm. Like, you know, hey, how should I love you? You know, because my loving may not be conducive with her.
Right.
I may just want to buy her things and she don't care nothing about that. Mm-hmm. That's my love language, you know. But, you know, I just feel like you got to strongly just sit down and ask a question of, how do you want me to love you, baby? Mm-hmm. Same vice versa. She need to ask me the same thing. Mm-hmm. How do you want me to love you?
Right.
So that's what I feel like.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I got two. One is when you first... This is for the ladies. When you meet a man and you like him and you think you can build a future with him, what my wife did was, she was my girlfriend at the time, but she asked me, where do I see myself in 5 years? You know what I'm saying? And that's what really attracted me to her. I was able to answer that question in glorious detail, because not only did I know where I wanted to be in 5 years, I could map it out and tell her, you know what I'm saying, dot the I's, cross the T's. And I don't even think she believed me for real. She was like... First of all, my man ain't going to be out the house 3 weekends out of every month. I can't do that. And I was like, baby, you could come with me. I'll fly you out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be cool. And when I got on tour with Adele Givens, that was like 5 years from that date when I told her about being a national touring comedian. So every time we step out on the balcony, I tell her, like, remember I told you we was going to be doing this? And she's like, yeah, you're right, baby. You know what I'm saying? So you want to question the man that you with to make sure that he about something. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you in your 30s or mid or however old you are, if a man can't answer that question, he really ain't got nothing to bring to the table for real. And another thing, piggybacking on Mr. Pull-Up, The 7 Love Languages. This is a book that me and my wife read together. I read a chapter, she read a chapter. You got to understand what your love language is. That way you know if you pouring into the right love tank. You know what I'm saying? So my love language is words of affirmation. So every day, like Al, you know what I'm saying? When I get up, I can go to my computer screen and my wife will put a sticky note on there telling me how much she loved me and why she loved me and I'm the light of her day and all this fucking gushy shit that I love, you know what I'm saying? So that's cool that I get to wake up like that, but it's a reminder that I got to pour into her love tank too. She likes action, you know what I'm saying? Words of action. So I got to take her out to eat. That's what she really want. You know what I mean? Find a restaurant, get her something to eat. But outside of that, I really... Didi, I hope you're not trying to punk us, because you see she got all those married men in here and she got half naked pictures of herself all over the wall. Freddie over there.
I've been on this all night. Like, oh my God.
Freddie got a camera over there trying to see how many times we look up at these pictures, because it's an experiment. Like, yeah, do you really love your wife? Because Tyrone looked 13 times at that picture right there.
You might be
trying to.
Nobody can.
You need to take down 7 of these pictures. I don't even know how many it is.
Hey, I ain't
look. This is over excessive. I wish y'all could see what this room looked like, man. What?
Yo.
This is insane.
We all looking down for a reason.
Man, I'm trying to hold it together.
It's art.
It is art. Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen art on
Tyrone, shut up.
Let me just stop. Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing else.
Oh, God. All right, next person, Lee. And I had a rebuttal for this, and you done made me forget it. God, Lee.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You made me sweat. It's hot.
You know, you guys hit on two very important things. And I think, you know, you guys know I'm going to use a Bible reference, okay? But the Bible tells us to love our wives in an understanding way.
Mm-hmm.
And it really touches, you know, where where she is, and we just can't. I can't love this woman, you know, this woman the same as this woman is. So
right.
You guys hit on that, and that's really is really key. And I think it's important to discuss the things that break up marriage, sex and money.
Yeah,
you know, and I think you have to discuss. You know, if you're not where you want to be financially, if you're not where you want to be in your career, then what's your plan? Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? And sex, you have to discuss that. You have to discuss love. You have to discuss, you know, what I like, what I don't like, you know, and you mature and grow and evolve into that. But you got to lay it. You got to start off with that.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, repeat a lot of the things I said, but the financial part is very important. You know, the things that y'all looking to do, whether it's what kind of house you want to have, where you want to live.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I mean, things that a lot of people take for granted, you know, how much kids you want to have. You know, I met my wife. She said she wanted to have 5 kids. That had to be something that I wanted to be okay with, which I was. But I knew, like, you're not going to want to have 5 kids. But whatever. I was, that's
what you really wanted to have. Yeah, you would have made it happen. Straight up.
And, you know, just those little things that you run into, you know, the financial part is huge. A lot of people get divorced because of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the kids part is, you may marry someone and y'all haven't talked about kids, and that person might not want to have kids. And that's a huge change within your life. So, I mean, those are like the two main things. I think everything else, you know, how to love someone, I think you learn that as you're going through the relationship. If you're really paying attention to your spouse, you should know how you should love them and what they like. And that's also important too.
Yeah, I like what you said, because when I first started, like when me and my fiance, wife started, the stages, girlfriend, fiance, wife. Mm-hmm. When we started dating, we set that foundation of, you know, this is how many kids, this is what we want out of life. All right, what you want, a house? We're going, okay, we're on the same page. So that's why I was like, okay, let's go. You know, and since then, we're on our second house now. You know, we on our second kid. You know, we had our life planned out, and that's what I love about her. We went along with each other. You get what I'm saying? We planned it and we stuck to it. And that's what you got to do unless you got to plan things. And look
and it happened, you know, it happened fast. I mean, we planned it. We got married. 6 months later, we had our kid. You know, we had our, it's crazy, you know.
Right.
You know, we was in our apartment. We moved to Charlotte. We was already planning to leave, only live in our apartment for a year. We had it planned out. We got us a house.
Yeah.
You know, once we got that first kid, we're going to have the second kid. We had it. Like, all that stuff we planned out. Then, you know, the third
it's
one.
It's just better, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just, we knew what we wanted and we went and got
that. That's it.
So, you know, all that stuff just make it so much easier. There's no stress. There's no surprises. There's no, you know, you said this, I said that. It's just, you know, wanted the kids and we was there.
Y'all talk about marriage in a way that most people don't get to hear, because a lot of times we hear men talk about how scared they are to get married. They don't want to get married. They don't want to settle down. They don't want to give up all the hoes or the church ladies.
For real. They call them hoes too.
The Holy Spirit.
No. Right. You got the spirit, all right. So was that like an issue for y'all, or were y'all like adamant, like wanting to be married?
I think me personally, you know, this being my second marriage, I used to always hear that men don't mature until they're in their mid-30s. Mm-hmm. So I think what did it for me was my first marriage, I had messed up so bad. And I had drugged my first wife through some things that no woman should ever have to go through. You know, seeing her break down and cry like we just heard her daddy got shot in his head cry, like that ugly booger snot cry with just me, you know, cheating and being all over the place. Watching her go through that, you know, I just promised myself, like, man, I don't never want to make a woman go through this. You know what I'm saying? So I just dedicated myself to being a better man. I had to spend a whole year and some change by myself and work on myself. Because I truly believe that we live in a microwave society, but we serve a crockpot God, right? Mm-hmm. So you gotta, I took a whole year to manifest my wife, like all the way through to what she looked like, her body shape, what type of person she was on the inside. And I kid you not, the Lord delivered her right to me. You know what I mean? I had to marry my wife because like Al and Pull Up was saying about the kids and planning it out. In my first marriage, I had a vasectomy. So I couldn't even have no more children. I had already had three kids with my first wife. So I had to meet a woman that was okay with not wanting to have children. Yeah. And that's the first thing my wife, well, my girlfriend at the time, she was like, I don't want no kids. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be pregnant. I don't want to push no baby out. Like, and you think when you hear women say that, you'd be like, yeah, that'll change in a couple years probably. But no, she was dead ass serious about never having children. So I knew right then and there that that was a gift from God, because that just don't randomly happen. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's it.
And I think for me, I had to let my ego go. You know, I had a, you know, you grow up, you know, you play football, you know, the girls think you attractive, you tall, you know, that ego was up here. I can go get me somebody else. You know, she do one thing wrong, it was like, man, you tripping, you know? And I had to realize, you know, as a man, you know, I can cuss on him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm shitting on the person that I supposed to love. That you know what I'm saying, with this big old ego. And that can really ruin a relationship, you know, and it caused and trust for me. You know, I had to learn a lot, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I appreciate her so much, because I sent her through hell our first year. You get what I'm saying? Because I didn't trust women, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done got my heart broken. I bring all that to her. And she stuck by me, you know, through that. So that's why, you know, it was like a wow, you know, and we grew together, because she had her stuff, I had my stuff, and you know, my stuff was worse. You know, but you know, I applaud that. You know, that's the things I had to learn, you know, to make my life easier and my, you know, woman happier.
Yeah. I don't think you should go into anything without some type of plan or prior knowledge. I jumped into our marriage. We've been married 23 years now. Without a clue. The only thing I had was the example that my father set. And that was good enough to start. But my dad was married to my mom, not my wife. You see what I'm saying? My wife was different, come up in a different generation. The things that I tried that I saw my dad do, they always worked. So it was a lot of trial and error, you know, in the beginning. And again, going back to loving your wife in an understanding way, you got to figure out what works for her. And that's how you're going to have and that longevity. And, you know, I just think that the whole thing of just jumping in and just really not really understanding what being a husband was all about. We loved each other. She was cute. I was cute. I smelled good. She smelled good. We
like some of the same stuff.
And you know, and going to college together, you know, we just kind of morphed into this thing, but truly not understanding, okay, this is going to change. A lot of things are going to change about your bodies, about your, you know, when you add children to the relationship, to the marriage. So, you know, just not really understanding a whole lot of in the beginning. You know, you talk about what had to change. Yeah, I had to change my mindset.
I feel what you're saying about the kids. You know, I'm going through that now. You know, we just had a newborn, you know, September 23rd. And, you know, thank you. And stuff changed. The dynamic changed. We're not able to go. We got two kids now. So it's like, I had to put my mind like, baby, can you come? Let's do something. Sometimes she don't even feel like it, you know? So sometimes I got to bring stuff to the house, you know, or I cook for you, baby. I had to realize, because I was selfish a little bit at first, you know, because I wanted everything to be the same. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't going to happen. So I, like you said, I still got that little ego sometimes, but I also older now and I understand, you know, and I'm looking at her like, nah, she need me here. So let me go wash these dishes. Let me clean the house real quick. Let me put the babies together. You know, I didn't at first. I'm going to go sit here and lie. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's still a struggle, you know? So I feel it. I do.
And one thing real quick before we get to Al, I don't mean to cut you off, Al, but
it's some powerful stuff.
Bro. Yeah, I don't want this to leave my mind, bro. One thing that my ex-wife used to say all the time that used to irk my nerves. Now, mind you, I got married when I was 24 the first time. Mm. So I felt like I was way too young. But something she used to always tell me that really got on my nerves is she would say things like, "You're not acting like a husband," or "You're not acting. That's not what a husband would do." But I'm young and dumb, so I'm like, I'm gonna say, "Bitch, I'm the same nigga. I ain't gotta change. I ain't gotta do nothing extra, nigga. Ain't nothing change. We just got married." Right. But on some real shit, like, it is a level from boyfriend to husband, bro.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole new title, new responsibilities. Like, you gotta walk around like you a husband for real. You ain't just her boyfriend that just married her. So, fellas, if you looking to get married or thinking about it, it does come with some extra responsibilities that you have to own up to, man.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big thing. And I used to hear her say that shit all the time in my first marriage. Now I'm married again. Like, hell yeah, I'm a husband, nigga. Like, my wife not touching no doorknobs. Yep. If she driving, I'm opening up her car door. Like, I'm asking her how her day went. Every time she come home, I make sure I hug her for 20 seconds, nigga. Right. I do a 20-second countdown. Now, if I was just a boyfriend, I'd be like, "Hey, what's up, baby? You all right? I'm on the game, goddamn." You know what I'm saying? But no, it comes with a greater responsibility, man. And you got to be ready to step your game up on that level for sure.
You got to put yourself aside.
Yep. You have something,
Al? I don't even know where we're at. Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you have this one first.
All right.
So what are some misconceptions about marriage? Because I hear a lot of stuff, rumblings all over the place on social media. Like, it could be good, it could be bad. But what are some things that y'all want to dispel about marriage, what y'all experience in marriage?
I think a misconception is that a lot of people think marriage is bad. Yes, it comes with, you know, work. You know, you got to work on yourself. She has to work on herself. Life is going to change when you add kids to it.
Right.
You know, when you got your family that may get involved in that stuff. I really don't think marriage is a bad thing. There's a lot of stuff that comes behind the scenes when you start thinking about divorce. The stuff that come behind, I think that's what everybody focus on is what happens at the end if this don't work out. I mean, marriage is a great thing. You're talking, you know, you have someone that you build with, you have a relationship with, you know, that you can be friends with, someone that you can count on. I'm one of those that I have a very small circle of friends that I have. You know, I'm 34 years old. I'm really not looking to meet anybody new. So, you know, that's like one person that I feel that I should be able to lean on. Then you got your kids. My kids are my blessing. You know, I can't even think about not coming home and not seeing my kids. Like, they work my nerves when I walk through that door and, you know, they yelling my name and running to me. Like, I can melt if I was chocolate. Like, you know, those stuff like that, you can't even put a price on. I just think, you know, everybody have to get past, like you said, that pride that you have about yourself, willing to put that person first. And I mean, it's hard. I'm not gonna lie. You know, me and my wife will have tension and it's hard, but I think, you know, everybody just focus on what's it's just too bad. It's too good, too much good. Me and her have been together 10 years and to say, hey, this is it, or, you know, want to move on from it. You know, you really got to, like, I think people like to say, write down the good and write down the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you saying we live in a microwave society?
Yeah. Yep.
It's that same thing. Like, you know, that bad that people think about, that's just a microwave. It's just that little small tension. You can't even let that take over what you really see within that person.
So, for sure.
It's not for everybody, though. But
yeah.
That
preach.
Perception that is bad, it's not.
Like, you talking to somebody in particular.
Preach. Gerald.
Like, what was that about?
Man, gotta be Gerald. Damn, sound old as hell. Other misconceptions about marriage?
I would say there's a misconception that when you get married, the sex goes down. And I'm just here to say that is very true. That shit is true.
I was about to say that, man. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, man. Come on, Polo. You had to do it fast. Nah, no, it's man, like.
I promise
y'all
go
on that one.
You say, you like, y'all by yourself.
No, man. All of a sudden, it's like, I don't know. My wife is more tired now. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I can still get it. It don't go down, but I don't want no tired pussy. I want my pussy to be awake. You know what I mean? Come on now.
Like live beta.
You know, she hits you with it.
You can get it whenever you want. Just wake me up.
Nah, I don't want to wake you up. I want that half sleep pussy. I need you to be up. Yeah,
breath only.
Right. Like, come on, what we doing?
Yo.
Get up. Be up.
Crazy.
Do it right now. Why are you awake?
Now, so he can't
leave in the house. I just, hey, be ready.
Right.
I'll be tired too.
I said y'all doing something wrong.
I'm not saying y'all doing something wrong.
Oh no.
I'm telling you. If you want, you gotta go get it.
Bro. I know that's right. Ambitions of a ride.
Yeah, look, you're gonna get married and I gotta be with one person, then hey, you know, you gotta Fred, keep up with me.
Yeah. Water? True indeed. True indeed.
What's another misconception? Yeah, first of all, I want y'all to know this is a case study for me, right?
Is it really?
I'm really trying to change my mindset about marriage. It's okay. Not working yet, but maybe by the end of the show.
Oh, man. Dina, you can start with taking some of these pictures down. I don't know what man? But you know, I want to marry. Huh?
Oh, the one I talked to.
Okay,
don't play with me. Let me.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I shouldn't have came for you because you didn't send for me, did you?
At all.
I didn't think you did. Let me chill.
He applying pressure.
Gerald, keep it up, Gerald.
I'm scared, fam.
Oh, no.
Yeah, scared. You?
Has he been married before?
Damn.
You got to get somebody who fucked up. Ask him how bad he did his last girl. That'll let you know if he's ready or not, for sure.
He's ready.
Thank you.
It's you.
No, it's definitely me.
Oh, okay. Now I see. I'm shocked.
Why?
I don't know. I just take you as someone
who's. When
it
comes to matters of the heart, I am terrified.
You a killer motherfucker, won't you?
Not anymore. I used to be like
that. I'm about to say, like, you did what?
Not anymore. Now I'll just keep it moving.
Damn. Have you been married before?
It don't count, though.
Why it don't count?
I just had to roll my eyes.
Because I was 19
eyes.
Years old, and it was for 8 months. It don't count.
Oh, yeah, that definitely don't count.
I mean, we were together for 3 years, but we were married 8 months. It don't count.
Did you turn 20 in your marriage, your first one? Would you?
I was 20 when we got divorced.
Okay, yeah, so it count. It was 20 and up.
It count.
No,
I just made
I got
a new
married at 19, divorced at 20.
You wasn't a teenager no more. You knew that. You can't blame it. I was just a teenager.
No, definitely no. I was dumb. It was a dumb decision.
Dang, man, that's what you put a question on there about that, fellas. How does it feel to want to marry a woman and she don't really want your ass? Right?
That's not what I'm saying. I want him wholeheartedly.
Okay,
it's the marriage part that scares me. A huge commitment.
We're gonna come back on a part two of this and we're gonna interview your ass. Right.
But he's softening me up, so it's working.
Well, he's gonna get down on one knee, you're gonna kick his ass in his head, boy. I'm scared
just
of DD,
don't
man.
Do it yet. Like, give me a couple years.
Oh, damn. Like, you're 19 all over right. Again. Girl, yo, cut it. Yeah, you got two more days. That's it.
I need some time.
I think a misconception. I think people, and this is gonna sound, you know, like it's gonna contradict itself, but it's really not. I think people feel like they have to get to a certain point to be married. Mm. And because you're committing to more than just that person, you're committing to the task. Because you can love someone. I mean, I know people have been together that's not married, been together for years. Mm-hmm. But the marriage is the task. Like, what's gonna happen when she get that old tide. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say the word, but you
right.
You
know, yeah.
You might have to go on and take it, even though you don't want it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. Cause you know, because you ain't getting it. You got the West to go get it.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Come
we gotta call y'all. But you, sorry.
You committed to the task, you know what I'm saying? So
task even sounds heavy.
Cause I see you trying to listen to it. Because
it is work. It's work. I ain't gonna front. It is tired.
Y'all don't want to work.
Somebody called in.
Yeah, go ahead. What you got, caller?
What's going on, fellas? Just want to say, Didi, how you doing?
Hey, whoa.
Good to see y'all doing your thing, man. Fellas, y'all doing an amazing job. I love the discussion. Got, I guess, a 3-part question.
Oh, do I need a
thoughts
pen
on
paper?
Premarital counseling? Oh. What's the level of importance that you see in it? Did you do it? And if you did you BS the process or did you do fine?
That's a good one. Thank you, Woe. That's a great question.
That is a good question.
I think the misconception is that people feel like
Fred, turn that down.
I need to. People feel like if I go to a certain pastor or preacher, then that automatically gives me. You need professional marriage counseling from someone that is clinically certified to talk about marriage. I think that's where it works. I think oftentimes, sadly, people just want to get in your business,
right?
And they want to either talk you into it or talk you out of it,
right?
And you need an objective view from someone that's professional to help you get through that. We did it.
Nice.
It could have been better, you know, because we probably needed a deeper dive into what was happening. We were young. We were 23, 24. So, you know, we needed a deeper dive into all of the nuances of marriage. But we tried to be as honest as we could. We didn't BS the process. We tried to be as honest and as we knew to be. But if you've never been married before, you need folks to tell you about what marriage is all about. And you need, again, I would definitely go to someone who's clinically trained to talk about marriage, not saying that pastors aren't and ministers aren't and people can't help you or whoever, that family members, because we got a lot of conversations about marriage, good and bad. But I'm thankful that we were smart enough to work through some of those things and to really gather enough from people that were trained to do it and people that were not trained to do it to kind of help us through. But that's the advice that I would give. Definitely get marriage counseling from someone that's trained to talk about marriage.
Yeah, I had me and my wife, we did it. I didn't like it, you know, just being honest, because I just always felt like I thought it was supposed to be, counseling supposed to be, you tell your truth or you get on me, you get on. It just seemed like the girl was just always on her side. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, I know for a fact that ain't it. You know, and it just caused a duality between the counseling. And I tried to go through it, keep going. But I was like, yo, man, this ain't it.
Why don't you just find a different counselor?
No, because it was expensive. You know, and we was trying to accomplish some things. So we did it that first time. And like you said, hopefully we got through some things without it. You know what I'm saying? Because of communication. Not saying that we probably don't need it still. You know, but, you know, by us communicating it helped us a lot, you know, and like you said, diving deeper, because nobody can dive as deep as, you know, the two people that's causing the issue.
Sure.
So, you know, I understand you might need a mediator sometimes, but if we grown and we understand each other enough to sit down and have an intellectual conversation as adults, then we can get past a lot of stuff. So, you know, I'm not against counseling at all, you know, but I tried it and I didn't like it. Yep.
And any type of counseling should take you to a place of self-discovery. You know, it's not really providing answers for you. It's helping you see that you gonna run into the answers.
Right.
If you're honest about.
You're right.
You know,
it'll give you the tools.
Give you the tools. Yeah.
How to navigate those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't do it. I didn't do premarital counseling because I'm light skinned. And I don't think when you light skinned,
oh,
you ain't got to do all that. You know what I mean? I got a red beard, honey. I got to go. No, you hear me? My advice to you, whoa, just take a year off like I did, smoke a lot of weed.
What was married?
And then think He's about. Married. Oh, he is? Oh, oh yeah, so this is for other people. My bad. Well, that was a terrible joke, man. I did do in my first marriage with my ex-wife when I was messing up real bad. We did marriage counseling. And like Mr. Pullup was saying, the counselor was a black female. And I, as a black man, felt like she was always on her side. I stopped going on like one of our last sessions. The counselor told my ex-wife, she said, your husband might be addicted to cheat.
Were you?
No. Uh-uh. No. And not only that. I was. I
tried to hold it in, man.
I
probably tried to hold it in.
I definitely wasn't addicted. I had a great time doing it, but I wasn't addicted. You know what I'm saying? And I was telling the counsel lady, like, yo, I gotta go home with her. Like, right. You just told her that I'm addicted to cheating. How are we gonna get over that?
Right.
She look at my phone every 13 seconds.
Right.
Now you let her know I'm addicted. I'm not addicted. And that's what really I was like, I'm never coming back here. I don't want no more counseling. This is over with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's
like y'all just didn't want to hear the truth.
Nah, fam.
If I was addicted to cheating, I wouldn't be on my second marriage doing an awesome job.
Right.
I would still be addicted to.
Or you could look at it, if I wasn't addicted to cheating, I would have made my first marriage work because I wouldn't have been cheating.
Nah, I was cheating on purpose with a purpose for a purpose.
That's what addicts do. Hell, what kind of, like, what is the definition? Like, I'm confused. And why that word triggered you so badly?
Because, okay, I remember growing up, right? My parents were drug addicts, right? And when I was in high school, they was always asking me, well, Tyrone, why you misbehaving? Why you always acting out, getting in trouble? And I told them my story about my mom being addicted to drugs and stuff. And the counselor looked at me and said, well, if your parents was addicted to drugs, then when you get older, you'll be addicted to drugs as well. And I didn't even believe in it. I was like, there ain't no way I'm going to be doing hardcore drugs like my parents. So I told one of my teachers, they're like, hey, how did the counseling go with the guidance counselor or whatever? And I told them what the lady said, and they fired her. I ain't even want her to lose her job. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same thing. It's like, just because my parents was doing it don't mean I'm going to do it. And just because I slept with a couple, just because I slept with women during my marriage doesn't mean that I'm addicted to it.
Were just triggered by the word addiction because your parents were addicted.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, because I don't think that the word addiction was meaning you're addicted like a drug addict. I think it was really like the serial cheater type of concept that she was trying to portray. But
she
didn't say it right. But if any other client wouldn't have taken it that way because addiction doesn't trigger them that way.
Yeah, but being addicted that's a hardcore word, I guess you're right, from my childhood. But
you were sleeping with a lot of women. So you were.
Was it a lot? How many was
a
it?
A lot.
It was 13.
God, man, 13?
Yeah, I just went back. I just went back and grabbed all the chicks I went to school with. Like, I ain't hit you yet. Yeah, I had it down to a whole roster. Yeah. I was trying to get a whole 15, I didn't know.
Red beard.
So light skin. And if you want to, I'm saying this because I do have a master's degree in psychology and counseling.
That's that's why you grilling me like this.
Was addicted.
Because I don't want you to have this bad experience with a counselor based off of something that she probably shouldn't have said.
Because
if she knew you as a client, she would have known that background about you. She would never even use that word.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, but you got 13 women?
Yeah.
So how many?
That's a you are predisposed to addiction because your parents were addicts. So that is a fact.
Yeah.
You are predisposed to it. It may not be drugs. You were using sex. So you were addicted to sex, but you don't want to admit that because you don't want to admit that you may have been predisposed to something that your parents handed down to you.
Damn. That's deep.
That'd be $8.
I ain't addicted. Baby, if you watching this.
You're not no more. I'm just saying back then. Wife.
Okay. All right. Right. Okay, cool.
My mother was a crackhead too, so I understand.
Right.
I get it. We got a lot of
all 13. What's the
No, that's a good question. 13 is a lot.
That is a lot.
I thought she was gonna say two.
With five women and she caught you and you got cheated. Yeah, with five other women, you got caught. That's why you get caught two times. But to get caught 13 times is crazy.
No, so I did something that you never should do.
Like cheat 13 women.
So yeah, that was a part of it, right? So you never supposed to tell a woman that you cheated. If she asks you, because women will do this shit to you. And my ex-wife was doing this to me for years. Why won't you just tell me? You scared to tell me, you little punk, you pussy, you know what I'm saying? Calling me all these days. I was like, I ain't do nothing. I ain't do it. It ain't me. That's my homeboy texting. I just, you know what I'm saying? As him and his lady. That ain't me and Shorty. So she
my phone.
She know women be knowing that you lying. You know what I'm saying? Right. She done already called the girls and they confirmed it, but she asking me for clarification and I just kept saying no, no. And then finally, I just told her the truth.
Told her all 13,
right? But like Mr. Pull Up was saying, a lot of it started from threesomes. You know what I'm saying? Because I you know what I'm saying? So she wanted to explore that. So we started doing that. And what I was doing cheating was I would just hit the shorty that we did the threesome with without my wife sometimes. Which is that's some light skin shit. Even, you know what I'm saying?
Pandora's box.
You feeling like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, you really count that? It wasn't 13 threesomes now. It was
no, I know what you're saying. You did the threesome about 3-4 times.
Yeah, then I hit some other, you know what I'm saying?
That's it on the side.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all basically set up for
it. Yeah, because she opened it.
Breaking the rule. Give your inch, you take a mile. Golly. Can't give you niggas shit.
I thought that was perfect.
Had a very conducive relationship.
Come on, man. Like, why we can't do that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I need y'all to convince me with this next question. And this is specifically for me.
I'm glad you put it out there like that.
What are the top benefits of being married?
Like you said earlier, finances, fam. Like, it takes a burden to know that someone has your back. You know, you can, it's a breather.
That's not convincing.
You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't saying it's convincing.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
But no, I'm just saying.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, I be financing, fam. You know, even though you make money, fam, I understand that. But it's always good to be able to just have that release. Like if somebody just say like your guy that like you that want to marry you, he
don't say that out loud. I ain't say he want to marry me.
Oh well, got it. You know, the applying pressure. You know what I'm saying. You know, he pretty much financially situated, and you know, I'm just saying, like,
very well situated.
That's what I'm saying. So it's certain things that he will allow you to do, and by him being,
see,
no, I'm not. Oh my, see, that's why I'm not saying it. Like,
I'm joking.
Fellas, help me out. I know, but all I'm saying is, it just frees you up, man. You know, he can buy you stuff, you can buy him stuff. You know, y'all don't have that. You don't feel like you always doing this for him. Then he don't feel like he always got to do this for you. You know, it's just financial freedom.
I don't need to be married to do that.
No, I'm
so I'm gonna help Mr.
I'm gonna
help him out, man. Mr. Pull Up, man. So to try to piggyback off what he's saying, it not only is it just finances, but one of the benefits of being married is that now you have a real team member. You got somebody on your team.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about sports, you can't really accomplish or get a victory if your teammates ain't doing what they are supposed to be doing, right? So now we got it's the Core Queen podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So if you were married with your husband, they always say two minds. What they say? Two minds
better than one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. So when I first started doing comedy, for example, before I got married, I used to have.
Do we need to take a commercial? Oh, I thought something happened.
I used to have merch. Well, I still got merch, but I had a T-shirt that just said AYE. It was a black and white T-shirt, white letters, black T-shirt. When I got with my wife and we got married, she multiplied my merch because a good woman, what she'll do is, you know, if you give her a seed, she'll give you a child. If you give an idea, she'll turn it into three ideas.
Right.
So it's just having a real good team member on your side. So I went from having just a black and white t-shirt to now I got red and white, red and blue, black and gray. I got multiple colors. I got tote bags that say Bursting with Comedy. I got chapstick. I got stickers. I got notebooks, coffee mugs, pens. I got so many different things that I never would have had I just been a single man out here. Because, men, let me speak for myself. I think in a one-way lane, it's going to be this t-shirt, that's it, that's all.
See how you just did a great, great speech for men. You just told me everything.
I just saw how you're going to be good for him. Yeah, yeah.
This is not helping me.
You got to. Well, to reverse it.
Right, vice versa.
Yeah, he going to do that for you.
Yeah, like, I just got some more work put on my plate.
Of course, every relationship is work.
I know, but I'm trying to get.
So you want me to help him? Okay, I'm listening, but then I got to do this.
And
this,
I don't mind helping, but
right.
I need to. I want y'all to convince me.
Okay, just like that one Arlette, right? That popped the balloon.
Oh, I'm
her husband is behind. Her husband put it together. She was just doing, if you go through her her YouTube, she was just doing like makeup tutorials. Mm. So her husband came, put their minds together and say, hey, let's do this.
Mm.
So, you know, and now they get 3-4 million views. Mm-hmm. Just all, that's what I'm saying. It just helps to have a partner, a teammate.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's it.
And it works out financially as well. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my wife was probably making $45,000 a year when I met her. You know what I'm saying? And we've been together almost 10 years. And now she make probably triple that. And a lot of that is, I want to take a little credit for it, because she went back. She got her master's degree.
Yeah.
And I'm on her ass. She come home, she tired. I'm like, nah, ain't no time to be tired. We got homework.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm her teammate. I'm on her team. So I'm pushing her. You know, making her go further than what she can believe in, for real. So, you know, that is a benefit.
I need that.
I think that you.
I do.
Right. Absolutely.
I think that you're put on earth to fulfill an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that the person that you marry is a part of that assignment.
Of course. I totally agree.
This is going to help. I think it's going to help.
Okay, please. Bring it home.
Now, we are husbands. We are husbands. So we only can speak from this side.
But I
really believe that my wife and I were put here for each other. And, you know, people may say, what the marriage don't work? Well, I mean, we're human too.
Right.
I mean, we can mess up anything.
Right.
But, you know, thank God we've been going through this assignment together. And I think there are benefits like money and children and things like that. But I think you're going to really understand why as you continue through the marriage, as you build the years, as you grow old together. I was able to see my grandparents have a long, healthy marriage. And the legacy, you know, my grandfather died a few years ago.
Sorry for you.
But even my parents, my dad died in 18, but I think about the legacy that they left, the pattern, the example that they left for not only me, but my kids. Mm-hmm. And that's going to lead to my grandkids and my great grandkids. I think that's just a legacy that's left, because that's part of the assignment. Mm. And I don't even want to jump into this, but I think it's important that even looking at the Black family and looking at, you know, what's important for us to leave for our children and leave for generations behind. There's some people that don't even know us, but know that we're together. Mm. You know, people don't even really know my family like that, but they know my wife and I.
Right.
So we don't know what example we're setting for people that really don't even know a whole lot about us. They just know we're together.
Right.
So I think it's important to understand why we're here, mm-hmm. you know, understand why we're born. I think that's important. Understand your assignment. And I think when you come along together with someone, it enhances that assignment that you're here on earth to do.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, it does.
You did good.
Yes, it does.
Just
really
softened
does.
Me up a little bit more.
A little bit.
You said one of my key things. I'm really big on legacy.
Mm.
Big on legacy. Oh, yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh. Somebody might be. No.
Lord.
I like that. That was good.
That's good. On y'all wedding day, you're going to be like, if it wasn't for Mel, we would be here. Right. Over the podcast one time.
Al, what you
mean? Yeah. I mean, it's really one benefit. That's just you being together as a partner, you and your partner. Y'all trying to enhance and grow something together. You know, whether it's y'all having kids or y'all have a business together, y'all doing anything of those stuff together that y'all trying to build. And I mean, really, that's the only like top benefit that you can get, you know, from a marriage, because everything else besides that you can do on your own. You can make money on your own. You can go out and have fun on your own. You can, you know, sleep with different people and, you know, not being married. But I mean, the only thing that y'all can really do as a marriage is just grow whatever y'all have. So whatever you have, you bring it in with that person, and y'all multiply that by however much you want to do. Two times, three times, four times, five times.
That's absolutely
really the only benefit that you're going to get from the marriage.
That's it. That's all.
Is he going to make me stop shopping?
No.
I'm going to teach you some different ways to shop.
Right? I'm a bargain shopper. Oh, you are? Yes. Oh, okay. Listen, I get to deal now. I don't play about my bargain. Give me some coupons, please. Okay. Yeah. No, for real, that was really good. Y'all might have unlocked a little bit today. And I'm being serious. I'm trying. Okay, okay. I'm trying not to move in fear anymore. I'm really trying, y'all. I'm trying. I'm working on it.
You mind if I ask you what caused your
fear? Know what caused the fear. Don't do that.
Oh my God, Lord.
But can I say this, though?
Dusty ass cousin.
Can I say this, though? It's okay to be afraid. Jeez. It's okay to be afraid. Because people oftentimes say, you know, oh, if you have faith, then you won't have fear. That's not true. You know, sometimes the faith is knowing I'm gonna be okay even though I'm scared. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you jump, you can jump out there and be willing to do the work.
I think I'm doing better.
Everything great in life is on the other side of fear. And you know that. I'm talking about everything great in life is on the other side of that.
You gotta get through it.
I'm working on it.
You're doing good. You are. You're getting it out. You're talking about it. You got us here to not help you, which is good. we definitely help. I think you should have an all women's married podcast. That might help a little.
It might scare me even more.
Nah, you're gonna be like, oh, that's so sweet. He really did that. He ran your bathwater. What y'all gonna be talking about? You're gonna be here thinking that ain't thing sweet. Get some tissue when you get them on here, because that's gonna be a soppy episode.
My homegirl came on, she's married, and I let her interview me, and she asked me some questions, you know, about if I would be open to getting married, and I said I would. It's just, I don't know. I'm really scared, y'all, for real. I don't know.
I feel like you are in these streets?
In these streets? Yeah. In these streets?
You mingling? I'm
actively being pursued by somebody that I really like.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
that's a question I would ask if I was your homegirl. Girl, you in these streets still? You ripping and running?
I'd be running. Because
when I met you back in 18, honey,
I was not ripping and running.
I mean,
it's a whole other episode. Focused on one person.
Yeah,
and it was the wrong question. I'm laser focused. Oh, that's true. That is true. I like them.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's true. Then they be retarded. So we often hear this phrase, and I want to know y'all stance on this phrase, because I think a lot of men are starting to get tired of it. Or maybe not. Y'all married, so y'all tell me. Happy wife, happy life.
I hate it.
Give me some, man. We both know to be happy.
Happy spouse, happy house.
Yeah, everything.
This is why I hate
it. It's a better one.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Because I think it makes women feel entitled.
Yes.
To get what they want at all times. So they know I can pitch a fit, I can have an attitude, whatever, he's gonna give me what I need. Right. And a lot of women believe like that concept of a happy wife, happy life. And most guys kind of, you know, fold to it because a lot of men are, you know, non-confrontational when it comes to dealing with their woman. Like whatever it's gonna get to a point in a relationship where that man is just doing stuff for you to shut you up. So it's not going to be
good point.
You know, you're not going to get that warmness from that man because he's doing it because he want to do it before you, and it's because he's doing it out of kindness of his heart. He's just doing it because I don't want to hear this woman mouth. So The happy wife, happy life. Yeah, you may get what you want, but you're still not going to get that feeling inside because you know
and she losing you.
You lose, yeah, for sure. Because now it's just, hey, I'm just doing this so you can shut up. Whether I'm going out to this place with you, whether I'm buying this for you, whether I'm stopped doing whatever it is that you want me to stop to do, and you're just going to see, you know, that man really just probably going to shut down. Yeah, you know, it's going to be.
I'll get 13 women robotic. Like my man.
Yes, sir. I really feel like, hey, you're gonna be happy too. Not saying
right.
Straight up.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
But you gotta
feel it.
We gotta come to a common ground.
Yes, sir.
Jeez. There's time as a man. Yes, for sure. There's maybe
of course.
I'm gonna do stuff for my wife that I don't want to do.
Right.
I don't feel as though it has to come to the expense of myself.
Right.
And I think that's what that happy wife, happy life is that, you know, we're making our wife happy at the expense of who I am.
Right.
And I don't like
that. Yeah. That's society tells us that we're supposed to husbands. Supposed to be the big dumb animal, don't know anything. Wife lead you around, tell you that's another misconception. Mm-hmm. But you have to be actively involved in the marriage as a husband.
Yeah,
you know, you don't just do whatever your wife tell you to do. Who what woman? Again, speaking from you, right. You tell me. Do you want a man that you got to tell everything? That, you know what I'm saying?
No, I want him to take it all.
Yeah, I mean, take on the responsibility, play his part, right? I mean, your team, right? So, I mean, society tells us that, and people make up stuff that are man-made philosophies, but they ain't
right.
Really, they don't really help nobody.
No,
you know, I like the other one that you said, that
happy house,
yeah, right?
Because
right.
we have to work to make each other happy.
Just like I said earlier, we had to work together. You know, we had to. I mean, we'll wash these dishes. Make her happy, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, my baby want his feet rubbed. He liked that, so let me go do it. You give him. You ain't rubbing feet,
fam. I will if I like.
Yeah, mine do too, bro.
I put some gloves on.
No, my feet.
Oh, Lord, fam. Come here, Gerald.
Fella, come here with a whole.
Got my gloves on, baby.
No, I've done it before. I don't like it, but I will do it.
Oh, okay, okay. I will do That's it. Good. That's good. Oh. But you know, everybody got to be happy, it's successful.
But if you don't like rubbing feet,
then
that's something y'all need to discuss.
I'll do it. If he really likes his feet rubbed and I like him, I'll do it.
Diddy gonna be like, keep your socks on.
That's right.
Once you take the socks off, it's over.
I'll do it.
Happy wife. Happy wife, happy life. That's for young folks. I feel like if you're still in your 20s, then yeah, that's cute. But once you get a certain age, you and your wife know, man, listen, we both got to be happy all the time, most of the time, in order for this thing to work.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, in my household, my wife does a great job at that. And then when I do mess up, I just love how she gets upset. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a silent treatment. Mm-hmm. My wife will walk around the house and just won't say nothing to me, and that hurt the most. Because I could see the attitude on her face. And she giving me the silent treatment, so I know I did something wrong. And she'll be like, I only asked you to do one thing, and that's wash the dishes. If them dishes ain't done by the time she get home, it's a problem.
Yeah.
That's all I really got to do, wash dishes and be funny.
Yeah. You got to be.
You hear me? Because I'm light-skinned.
Come
on, man. Somebody. Come on, man. For real. But no, man, that's for young folks, though. Yeah. Happy wife, happy life. That's not. Nah, bro.
Okay, well, I want to get into some modern things, what I would call modern things. I ain't gonna give my opinion. I'm gonna just wait to see what y'all say.
Wait, let me ask you before you ask. Okay. Are you a modern woman or traditional?
Traditional.
To the core.
To the core.
Queen.
Absolutely. I don't want my husband in the kitchen if he don't need to be. Don't know where nothing at. I got it.
I
make it plate. I do all of that.
Yes, yeah,
I'm
up.
Very traditional. Okay. So, how do y'all feel about women proposing to men?
No. Next question.
I knew you was gonna say no. You Muslim, so it's an absolute no.
That's disgusting.
It is embarrassing.
Yeah,
so bad. That's a modern woman thing. Is that what that is?
Yeah. These modern women now are proposing. I'm like, sis, he don't like you. He don't want to. Why would you do that?
Oh, that makes my stomach hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
He don't want to marry you.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew what I wanted.
As a girl, dad, that just tear me
down on one knee.
They had to tear me up.
What?
Yeah.
But you know what, though, if I'm looking into it deep, though, even if the woman don't get down on one knee and propose, you know, what's just as equally as that is forcing a man to want to marry you, giving them an ultimatum, like, oh, you're going to marry me before such and such date because I ain't got time to be waiting. Like, that's kind of the same thing. So you getting your man to propose to you, but you pressuring him to do it. That's how my first marriage happened. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you had them 13 other bitches.
Done. Come on now. I was still in them streets.
Concubines.
That's that South Carolina. You know,
that. Yeah, it is.
I don't think a woman should force, but I mean, you can have your timetable, I'll say, internally on what you have. And if y'all not aligned and as a woman, then you should, you know, obviously
stand up for yourself.
Obviously, y'all don't have the same path that you want to just move on. You don't got to say, hey, you know, if you don't marry me by this time, then, you know, you got to go. Just just come to that conclusion. Like, hey, I don't see this going anywhere. Then you just go our separate ways.
I like that smart internal clock.
So since y'all said that, and I know there's no right or wrong answer or a cookie cutter answer for this, but what is like a time frame that a woman should wait if they're in a relationship with
man,
a guy?
A man know when they want
to.
Man, that's right there. Say it one more time, Al.
I met my wife literally a couple of days later. I was calling my mom and dad like, this is the woman I'm going to marry.
Yeah. A couple days. I mean,
on the making one to marry.
But, you know, you just, and a lot of stuff comes with time. So, you know, before I met my wife, I was really focused on what I wanted to do. You know, I got out of college, I got my job. I felt like, hey, financially, I'm good now. And I have my apartment, I have my own things going on. And, you know, she just fell on my lap. So I already had everything else in place. And, you know, this woman presented herself to me and I'm like, hey, this is who I want to marry. So I knew that from day one. Like, hey, this is who I'm going to marry. We didn't get married at that time, but everything else from that was, whether it's conversations about, you know, religion stuff, you know, how many kids we're going to have, you know, all that stuff. We were just having conversations gradually about that. And it was working to getting married.
So how long once you realized that, like, when did you propose to her after you met her? How long was it?
Maybe 2 years.
Okay.
All done, bro. You
okay.
Done. But he was right, though. A man know when he wants to marry a woman, though, for real. I don't think there's a time frame a woman could have in her head. Like, if she's dating a man in her head, she's like, well, if it don't happen in 4 years, you just got to let that man marry you. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's just different the way boys and girls grow up. I know back in the day, girls play with little Barbie dolls and they play house. This is Mr. Jones and this is Mrs. Jones. And they get married to the dolls and they have kids. Boys, we outside wrestling. Playing football, playing basketball. Like, we not worried about playing house for real unless we trying to dry hump or something nasty, you know what I mean? But outside of that, it's not an everyday thing that we do. But in order for your marriage to work for real, that man has to want to marry you.
Yeah.
You got to be a woman that a man needs, not some, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be out here wanting a man. Like, be a woman that a man already need for real. Have yourself together.
Move on.
Yeah.
Women, if you know, 5, 6, 7 years, move on.
Get out of there.
That man want to marry.
Get out of there.
For real. Unless, you know, most smart women, like myself, if I know, if I met my wife and I wasn't, you know, financially stable, and I was like, I know internally that I can't really provide for this woman, then all right, of course, some men that will probably wait until he feels old, unless that woman give him the comfort inside that, hey, it's okay that, you know, I'll support you through stuff, whatever the case might be.
Right.
Maybe meet a woman like that's like, you know, hey, if you can't do blase financially, I can't be with you. Then hey, that ain't the woman for you, and she's the man for you. Then y'all go in separate ways.
Right. Right. Right.
I mean, to wait 5, 6 years, that's
tell me about it.
Lord,
I wasted
because if that man really, really, really cares and really is ready to move into marriage, he's gonna make it happen.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like what you said. Yeah. If he wants to, he's gonna do what it takes to get there. But if he's kind of dragging his feet, he don't really know, and then you got to move on. You got to move on.
Cut bait. Cut it. Cut it.
I was raving to marry me in like 4 months.
Mm.
Yeah, like I knew it, you know. Like I just knew it. She walked with me in the rain, and I said,
See?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, my car had messed up, you know. I had hit a deer and I had to go get it. So I had to ride a bike to work, you know, go do this. And she just, it's like me riding that bike. Most females would have looked at me like, oh, it's a lane. Or he can't do nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, like she supported me. She didn't judge me. She actually, babe, I'm gonna go get me a bike so I can ride with you. If you just so we can exercise. She turned into something that we both could do. And that's what I was like, you know what? I never had that before. Mm. You know, for a girl just walk in the rain with an umbrella with me too. We both wet to go buy a car. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, I knew she was my ride.
That's a significant moment, man. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. I remember I was on a second date with my girlfriend that I'm married to now. And I had just met her, man. Second date. I fell asleep at her house. I woke up the next morning and she was like crying in pain. Mm-hmm. She said something was wrong with her stomach. Like she had this crazy pain in her stomach. She was crying. She had to go to the urgent care. Now I'm like, I just met this girl. Like I got to go to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I called my job and told them that I was going to be in later. I made up an excuse why I couldn't be there, but I just felt like I had to see this through with her. Like I just met her, something wrong with her. I want to know what's wrong. So we went to urgent care and she in pain. We get into the little doctor room and I mean, she crying. I'm wiping the tears from her face like that. And that's what let her know at that moment, like, yeah, I'm taking this brother serious because he don't know me. He ain't got to be in urgent care with me. He could have went to work. No big deal. But I felt something for her. So it be the moments like Mr. Pull-Up said, like it's a moment in time in your relationship when you know, like when Al in a couple of days, he called his parents like, look, I just met the perfect one. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a moment that you know. And men, we be knowing for real. And women, y'all going to know because you can feel it. It's an energy thing. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I waste a lot of energy. Anyway, 5 fucking years. Lord, forgive me. I've got to stop cutting. another. I got another question for y'all because I met this guy some years ago. He was married. We was stationed together, and he told me, you know, him and his wife had disagreement, and they had their rules. She got her rules. He got his rules. And they was gonna see how it was gonna work. So, what do y'all feel about open marriages?
Oh, I feel like it's if it works for you, it works for you. Mm-hmm. But I know for me, I ain't about to just have my woman coming back home and she just got slayed by another nigga.
Oh, you know, and that's the worst.
She about to come home and I'm about to get in it and put my mouth on it. You know, it don't work for me. You know what I'm saying? Like we might as well not even do that. We'd be single.
It didn't
know.
Work for them either.
Yeah, so yeah, that don't work. Different emotions because you connect with that person every time you have intercourse. So it's like you bring whatever that person inside that person, you bring it home. Mm-hmm. You know, you welcoming stuff from the outside that we should already have sealed tight. Mm-hmm. You know, so I disagree with it.
It's called intimacy for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that closeness that whole thing that happens in sex, you know, old folks used to call it soul ties.
That whole thing,
man. You get it's real, and you're right. I mean, I honestly can't think about. I can't get my words out. Like somebody else having sex with my wife, man. That's like nah. Mm. So, and truly. Is that marriage?
No.
I mean, you got to ask yourself.
No.
I don't think that's marriage. Mm-hmm. I just think that's just y'all just making up rules to do what you want to do.
Yeah, you know? And get the benefits of marriage.
Yeah, I mean.
You know.
Yeah,
what you think, Al? You quiet over there? Al like, nah.
No
nah.
One word
answer. What you want to do in your own household, but it ain't
Yeah. I have a hard time.
I asked that question because I had Al's homeboy on here last week.
Lord, sorry, bless, which one?
Bless
the guy
it.
With the
threesome.
The dreads got two girls pregnant. That was wild.
That was a wild story.
And because I've met a few guys like that here, and specifically in South Carolina.
That's why you look at me, fam.
That really, they have that same mindset. And I just really wanted to talk to married men. Because I'm like, why is this so difficult for y'all to commit to one woman? What is this thing that's happening to where y'all feel like you have to have sex with other women?
Well, I can say for me, like when I was younger and, you know, not trying to. I was taught, you know, we grew up around OGs, you know, back then they acted different,
yeah.
You know, hey, my woman gonna do what you they say. I can go get Susie pregnant and she gonna take care of the baby I got with Susie. Yep. That type of stuff. So I was taught at a young age, you know, a woman not gonna be able to fulfill everything that you need. So you might need to go date this woman, and this woman had this woman that's gonna satisfy your need at this time. Mm. That's the mentality I had coming up. So for me, I had to grow. I had to realize that is not the right way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? I've messed up so many girls and caused so much trauma to myself and females, you know, to the point where one of them tried to kill me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's you bringing, like I said earlier, you bringing too much, too different everything into and trying to make it one, and it's too much. So that's why, you know, that's what that is. That's why I felt like that at the
time. Well, because he said that specifically for Black men, monogamy is not natural.
I hear that a lot, especially when they start relating it to the animal kingdom.
Oh, yeah, he tried that. I ripped him apart on that.
The animal king?
The kingdom, the animal kingdom, like how, like, you'll never see a squirrel marry another squirrel. Nigga, they be out here getting all the squirrels, or a lion.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's why the humans are the highest pinnacle of the hierarchy of the animal, with common sense.
Yep.
And discernment.
Yep.
Like, you don't get to be an undisciplined creature roaming the earth.
If you're just one of those that believe that, you know, you got to be with multiple women, just don't get married.
Like, right. That's what I said.
Yeah. Right.
And I said, well, if you think it's if monogamy is not natural for men, right, that means God made you that way. So why didn't he make women accepting of it naturally?
Wouldn't that just okay, so I missed something. I got a Raven call, so I had to add, she got the babies at the house. So what was the question again?
My guest last week said that Black men in particular, that monogamy is not natural for them. Like, God made them that way, and they're not supposed to just be with one woman.
I just think it's a maturity thing. Like, on Friday, I'll be 42 years old. I'm just tired. I don't even have the energy
to do that, right?
To want to have multiple women, first of all.
And I'm 35.
My wife be wearing me out.
That's what I'm talking
my
about.
My back hurt right now. I ain't even doing nothing, man. When I get up, I'm going to be in some pain. You and me. I just don't have it in me. I don't have the desire, the courage, the want to. That's a lot, man. That's a lot. And then, like these two brothers said, like, the soul ties and, you know, you connecting, and, like, that's a real spiritual thing, man. Like, no, that's a lot. Like, you could think like that from the time you 17 all the way up until you feel like it's just a lot. And like my boy, Mr. Pull-Up, said, a woman tried to kill that man. Women ain't playing. Yeah. You mess around and lay down with the wrong one, honey. Your whole family in trouble.
Right.
But some of these women ain't playing, bro. Like, what? You didn't tell me you was married. Now I got to kill you.
I'm on the phone talking to her. She tried to hit me with the car. I'm crossing to go to. I'm on the phone with her. Like, I'm like, yeah, we about to get up, you know. Like, and next thing I hear is a whoa, and I hear it through the phone. So I'm like, I'm looking like, what the? And if I wasn't athletic, I had to jump on top of the car.
Damn,
jump on it. I would have been got.
Oh,
yeah. She tried to take me out of here.
Yeah, straight.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll do it.
She tried to take me out of here.
Well, there you have it. So what, I got a couple more questions. What advice would y'all give, like, a young, let's say, fellow that's in his 20s that desires marriage? What advice would you give him?
I think it's just asking questions. The first thing I would ask him is something that I told my ex-wife. I was in my 20s and I just said to myself, I'm not ready until I'm at least like 30. At least let me hit 30 and see if marriage would be something that I would consider. And she wasn't trying to hear that. So I would ask that young man, like, when do you see yourself wanting to be married? Are you okay with doing it right now? That's okay. But if you got an age in your head, then stick to that as a man. Because sometimes we only as good as our word. You know what I mean? So if you got it already mapped out how old you want to be or where you want to be in life, like what Al did, he went to school, he graduated, he got a job, he got an apartment, he got everything laid out. And then his woman fell in his lap. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to at least have those steps in order before you decide to go off and get married, for sure. So I'm just wanting to ask questions.
And y'all had that stuff in order anyway? Period. I'm sorry. Trauma.
You know, the thing that I would tell a younger man would be, you know, the age old question is, you know, when is the best time to get married?
Right.
How, you know, is it an age thing? Is it,
right.
You know, and I think when you are prepared to provide this woman with significance, with security, and you're able to make your world basically revolve around her. And what I mean by that is not that you put her on a pedestal or anything like that, mm-hmm. but you got to know this the woman.
Right.
You know, like the examples you guys gave, and you knew when you made the phone call, you knew this is it. And when you're ready and you feel like that's it, because no one can tell you that it's going to, you know, they'll be lying to you if they say it's going to be easy, it's going to be perfect, you're going to always feel, you know, the warm and fuzzies, you know. But if you know she's the one, then she's going to be the one in hard times, she's going to be the one in rough times, she's going to be the one, you know, in good times, she's going to be the one when you're angry, when she's angry, you're going to get through all those ups and downs. And there's never really like a pinpoint you can say, yeah, this is it. Even when you have enough money, is it ever enough money? Is it ever, you know? But when you can understand, you can give this woman significance, you can give her security, where she feels like, I got him, I'm good.
You know?
And I don't mean that in a way that, you know, like she got to have you.
Right.
But when she knows that she has you, and she feel good about that, I think you can kind of move into that. And the last thing I was, don't rush into that. You don't have to manufacture that.
Right.
Let that happen naturally.
Yes.
Right. You know.
Well, I'm gonna say just cut and simple. You will know. you will know, you know, how she make you feel. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you willing to sacrifice, you know. Mm-hmm. You feel like you know, you have to be around her every day. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like yeah. you just mm-hmm. you will know. You know, and that's my advice, you know, and when you do feel that way, you got to be ready to sacrifice who you are. And like you said, fit, y'all have to fit into the world, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, together. So that's what I say to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just really believe that, you know, as I guess a man, young man that's growing up, you really got to focus on yourself. Mm-hmm. Just get yourself mm-hmm. in order. You know, that's met my wife, that's what I did. Like I was in a relationship before I met her and it didn't work out. Of course I had stuff that was going on. So I was like, man, I'm not, you know, not getting no relationship. Before I even met her, I was like, hey, I'm not getting a relationship probably for like, you know, 3-4 years. But you know, opportunity presented itself, I took advantage. But I really just focused on me. You know, I was spending a lot of time to myself, mm-hmm. really getting to know who I was. And
nice.
It really was just work, gym, home, work, gym, home, work, gym, home. Yep. That's all I did. And then, you know, got myself straight, got me a job, all that stuff in order. And then, you know, I was ready. I was mature. You know, I was disciplined on what I was doing. And then, you know, that just when the opportunity comes and you just take advantage of it. But you really got to, you know, focus on yourself, grow yourself. Because, you know, once you meet that person, it's a big change. Regardless if you love them or not, it's still going to be a big change.
Mm-hmm. Y'all so mature.
Except for me. Like I'm very mature, but outside of that, I'm the most immature person in here. For sure.
No, like the conversations that I've had in the past when it comes to men on the panel and on panels, it has just not been, in my opinion, as deep. It hasn't been as succinct, and it hasn't just been as encouraging. Like for a single woman who may want to be married one day, maybe. They didn't make it to where I would even consider it. So just listening to y'all talk about this and the good side of marriage, and because it's a lot of fear mongering going on out here, especially on social media, and you're just reading this stuff and it's just like, they all like this?
Right. I just gotta have your non-negotiable, like no, and that's part of, you know, me saying knowing yourself. So I just know like, hey, this is something I can't deal with.
Yep.
So when that person shows you something that you know that you can't deal with, then just
but see that's the scary part, because they put on a mask, so you don't know. They'll morph themselves into manipulate you into thinking they may not. Some of these people are really good actors for a while.
Yeah, they're good for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it may be small things that they might show that you're like, oh, I can deal with that. But you don't know that small thing gonna turn into something huge.
Right.
Until it's kind of too late. You're like, hell, I get here.
Right.
And so a lot of these men are out here really like purposefully manipulating women to get what they want. So you don't know that you're getting that until you get it.
Right.
So
I say this, women do tests. So if you're gonna test a man on see if he's cheating or whatnot, your non-negotiable, give him that test. That whatever that is that you say you can't deal with, they test their ass.
I don't test. I just ask questions.
Yeah, communicate.
They can lie. So right. I got to wait to see. Like you, it's a process. You got to wait to see. It has to unfold. You can't just assume I asked you this question. You answered it. Oh, great. That's amazing. Right. No, now I got to wait to see if you really going to follow through with what you just said you did. And some of them can follow through for some time. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, shit, they done got tired. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yep. Who are you?
but you know, you never have to. One thing you never have to rush is relationships. Nope. You never have to move fast. It's not fast food. It's crock pot. You slow cooking it, and you just need to learn to enjoy moments.
Yeah,
and develop and grow with people. Right. I mean, you got to do it with your children. You got to do it at work relationship. You got to do all relationships. You just got to take your time and pace yourself. And don't try to, I think sometimes younger girls and women, they try to timetable. Have so much, we're going to project this and we're going to make this and we're going to make this. You just got to slow it down. You got to slow it down and enjoy for what it is. This is right. just a relationship. It's companionship. You know, we're going to take our time and see what happens.
Right.
See, I'm living in my karma, so I get it. Because I was the opposite. When I was younger, I was dogging the shit out of these dudes. Like, you're stupid. Get out of here. Like, you're not about to use me. You ain't about to. Nah, I'm going to get you before you get me. So I wasn't rushing. Nah, I don't want you like that. Go on about your way. Like, yeah. So then when I got older, it's like, okay, let me get this. Let me try. Let me ease up a little bit. Let me give him a chance. I should have dogged their asses out.
Because now it's coming back around. Right. Like, yeah, remember me?
I should have treated you like shit.
Wow.
But yeah, it's coming full circle. And I think, but right now, I think social media is playing such a big role in people's decisions, which is crazy to me. Because I'm like, it's not a real place. Like, what are you talking about? Like, talk to people around you so you can get real information. People just aren't doing that. So I appreciate y'all for coming on the show. Like, y'all were amazing. This was so insightful. I took some notes in my head, so I will go back and reflect a little bit. But this is the part of the show where I allow my guests to shout out your social media. If you got events coming up, if you want people to follow you, whatever you want, let the people know how to get in contact with you. We're going to start with you, Al. That's your camera right there.
I ain't got nothing. Shoot, come see me at Cracker Barrel in Charlotte.
Can we use your discount?
Yeah, I got shit.
I'm doing that.
No social media platform or nothing, man. I'm chilling with the fam, playing video games, man. That's it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Grown man.
That's what's up.
Now, what Cracker Barrel? We only got one in Charlotte, or?
Yeah, it's on Billy Graham. Right off of Billy Graham.
No, because my wife, she don't want to eat.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
I be up there all the time.
Yeah. I'm coming through, Al, for sure. Yeah.
What you got pull up?
What's your area? I missed the pull up, the traveling barber. You know, what I got going on right now, I have an app that I'm developing, me and my partner. So it'll be dropping soon. It's called the Pull Up App. So it's just a booking app, but it's going to be, you know, I don't want to disclose too much, but just be on the lookout for it. That's pretty much it, you know.
How do they find you?
Oh, yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Let Me Be Your Barber.
All right.
That's what's up.
Tyrone Burston.
Tyrone Burston, B-U-R-S-T-O-N. I don't know which one my camera is. Yes, sir. Comedian Tyrone Burston, man. I've been doing my thing for 11 years. I have a comedy spot out in Concord next to the mall. It's at Taylor Smoke. We do it every first and third Thursday at Taylor Smoke, 8:00. Is when you come in. I start the show at 9:00. I know that's long. I'm tired right now, but that's okay. If you don't want to stay, just come and then leave. You know what I mean? It's only $10. Members, you come in for free. I need y'all to pull up on me, man. Hey, listen, follow me on everything. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X. And my website is burstingwithcomedy.com. B-U-R-S-T-O-N. burstingwithcomedy.com. You can take a look at my full schedule, sign up on my VIP laugh list, join the laughter crew so you'll never miss out on when I'm coming back to the Cole Queen podcast. You know what I mean? With Didi, you feel me? You don't want to miss that. But yeah, get with me, baby.
What you got, Mel?
So, Mel McGee on Facebook, JTM977 on Instagram. You can see
number, I'm sorry.
my Twitter is Jamel underscore McGee. That's more professional. That's my principal hat, what I wear for that. But you can find my wife and I on the Open Exchange podcast. Fairly new. We're on pause right now because, you know, we're just tired. But a lot of things going on. But no, you check us out there.
What's up? I love it. I love the wife husband podcast. One, y'all have one day.
He's just so hopeful.
He's applying for this.
Y'all know who I am. I'm Didi Leggett, aka the Core Queen. Y'all know what I do. I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving themselves or spending hours a day in the gym. So if you need to unbig your back, I'm your girl. I got you. Y'all know what to do. I need y'all to like, subscribe, comment, share, all that stuff on YouTube, especially the Core Queen podcast on YouTube. I need y'all to make sure everybody knows about my podcast. So share my shit. You can follow me on all social media platforms, either Didi Leggett or the Core Queen. You can Google me. You'll find me. I'm everywhere. What I got coming up is one of my biggest things coming up. I have a nonprofit named after my grandmother, Evelyn Joyce. She passed away in January 2024. And I created this nonprofit in 2020. So she did get to experience it while she was here. And January 18th is our third annual Winter Coat Drive, where we give away over 400 coats to kids. They get a free hot meal. They get to play games, win prizes, all the good stuff. We have a great time in my hometown of Bristol, Pennsylvania. So make sure y'all come out. And we also give out a scholarship for the student with the highest GPA. So make sure y'all submit your report cards on time and come out and enjoy the festivities. Other things I got coming up, I got some films coming out next year. Right now, they are in the film festival circuit. So be on the lookout for the one I produce called D's Night. The official trailer is on my YouTube page. We just had our first world premiere film festival for the other short film that I'm the lead actress in. It's called My Brother's Reaper. That'll be out in 2025. And then I also have a full feature film where I'm the co-lead. And it's called What's Done in the Dark Comes to Light. So, and I play Bethany. So y'all check out my stuff. I got a great guest coming on next week. So tune in next Wednesday, same time, same place, 8:30 standard time on YouTube. Watch it on YouTube. Okay. Thank you guys, and we are out.
Tell me, D, what exactly are you looking for?
I've always been drawn to strong men. Men who know what they want and aren't afraid to take control. But also aren't afraid of a woman's strength and accepts her for who she truly is.
I like that. But do you think that you can have a man on my terms?
Let's get through the first date first.
Okay, that's fair enough.